Woke Up is the latest song from singer, songwriter, and worship leader Jake Fretz, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Doing good. Now, Jake, where are you? Where are we talking to you from?
You are talking to me from Portage La Prairie, Manitoba.
Awesome. Now, Jake, your latest song is called Look Up, but during the chorus, I have to admit, it sounds to me like you're saying, good God, instead of look up.
I think you're not the only person. There's a story behind that, but mostly because when we recorded that song the very first time, we went in, we tracked all the vocals, but I was actually even finding myself personally wrestling with a lot of what I was singing about. Really? I don't think I was actually even able to sing it confidently enough because I was wrestling with the fact, like, right, I'm processing some big things in my life, and what does it mean for to receive His grace, and what does it mean to simply just look up and be like, I don't have to prove this, I'm just going to receive what You have for me. Huh. We actually went back and scrapped everything and took a whole other new day in the studio just to retrack the vocals to do that. So, yes.
Yeah, what?
Oh, yeah, really. That song actually meant a lot for me because it was actually gave me the chance to be able to process the emotions behind it, and so much so that, yeah, it cost us extra time in the studio, but I think it was well worth it.
Wow. I wonder if that happens often to artists where they sing a song and it affects them differently and they change the whole thing.
Do you know what? I think it happens more than we know. There's more things that happen when you suddenly bring a producer and an artist and the songwriters all together and that collaboration happens. And there's something about chemistry when you get people working together. Yeah. That new moments happen, and those new moments seem very, they just seem incredibly important, and that's what you end up capturing in the recording.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Then there's the other part of it where no matter what you put into it, people like me listening, we take out something maybe totally
absolutely
different.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we give, there's something humbling about offering a song out to others, and then letting the Lord use it and speak through it in what He needs to say. Yeah. And then it's interpreted by the listener. And you just have to trust that the Holy Spirit is working in that process.
Yeah.
And hold it with an open hand.
Yeah, and you're not offended at all by like, that's not what I meant.
No. Well, you can't be. If I was, then I think I'd probably be holding art with too much of a control. And I don't think art's supposed to function like that. I think art is meant more to inspire us into something new. And hopefully this art is supposed to inspire us into a deeper relationship with God. But I think it would be arrogant for me to believe that I could control or manipulate how you're going to interact with God every single time. That would not be the place for me as an artist. My job is to offer this up and then let the Holy Spirit use it.
That sounds like a good plan to me. It's worked so far.
Yeah, that's the hope, right? That's what we pray into, and that's what we put the effort in.
Now, I'm curious, when you're writing a song that has such a great message like Look Up, does the whole thing just drop on you, or do you have to kind of work it out over time?
Bit of both. So I will have certain lines drop on me, but Look Up actually began as an entirely different song with a few of the verses. The verses were the same, but I actually wrote 5 different choruses for that song.
What?
I wrote 5 different choruses, and then I sat with the producer, and I would throw them his way, and he'd be like, you know, this is good, but I'm not sure it takes us where as far as we need to go or with as big of emotion that we need to go with. And then we actually got together to co-write a chorus together. And then the day before, I was driving my car. I was like, wait, I think I have an idea. And I started singing it, threw it down on my phone. Then I showed up the next day, and I was like, okay, I think this is the chorus. How about this? And it's like, that's it. That captures the emotion that we're going for. And so, yeah, I often will actually write multiple choruses to try to capture a song. And then part of it is realizing that either I'm saying too much or I'm not saying it clearly enough or poignantly enough. And honing and refining is a big part of the process.
Do you ever feel like you need, like they do on DVDs, like with bonus material, that you need like some of the other stuff, like this is a scene we cut out, or here are the other 4 choruses that we didn't sing?
Yeah, yeah. Some things I wish we could, because you'd be like, if you only knew how hard I worked on this, how many, like my blood, sweat, and tears. Like even actually on the recording that you hear of Look Up, we actually had an actual bridge for the song rather than a down chorus 3 that was recorded that we took all the way almost to the end. And then we decided just before the end of it, we're like, you know what? I don't think this actually helps the song. Huh. And we all agreed that the song would be better without that 30 seconds.
Wow.
And so we'd already put all the effort into it, but we just cut it away.
Well, when you start throwing all the songwriting jargon, it just goes over my head. All I know is that it brings you closer to God in the song. That's mission accomplished, right?
Well, that's the point, right?
Yeah.
And exactly. I guess as artists, if anything's going to distract from that, and we just need to have the discipline to say, maybe that's my preference rather than what's most important.
Song is called Look Up by worship artist, singer, songwriter Jake Fretz. He's been with us this morning. Thanks, Jake.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Doug.